Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Here we go. It's Zena's Dirt at the 40 being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. You can make home improvements for much less with a home equity line of credit. For all details, visit pvcu.org. All right, Dina, so what's going on in dirt today?
All right. Well, Kim Kardashian, she just sold a 20% stake in her KKW Cosmetics to Coty, bringing the value of the company to $1 billion.
Woo!
Yeah.
Everything adds up to $1 billion with that family. Everything.
Well, it did. I mean, Kylie Jenner was declared a billionaire by Forbes, but they took that away from her after saying your financials were a little off. So now this technically makes her the first child of Kris Jenner to reach billionaire status. So she's doing a happy dance, and there's going to be even more money rolling in for Kim and her family because her husband Kanye West just signed a 10-year deal with Gap to launch a new clothing line called Easy Gap.
Can you imagine having that kind of money?
Next year.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
That's incredible.
I can't fathom it. Sia was a guest on Good Morning America Friday, where she gave a rare interview without her wig covering her face. She hardly ever does that.
Yeah, her hair's like a lampshade. I can never see under her face. Right?
She does that
literally
on purpose.
Yeah.
She does that intentionally. Mm-hmm. But she was there to promote her new movie, Music, and to perform on the summer concert series. But instead, she wanted to talk about the killings of Breonna Taylor and Elijah McClain. So when she was asked about her movie, she said, "Can we do something else? Because this is more meaningful to me than anything else at the moment, entertainment-wise." And so she talked about, you know, the issues at hand and police brutality, and she said that she wanted people to contact the Kentucky Attorney General and Colorado Governor's offices. So she just said she feels that's more important right now than focusing on anything she's done. Yeah, you know,
that's
megaphone. What it's there for.
Yeah,
you
TV
have to
show.
Use the platforms that you're given.
Yeah.
So good for her, exactly. And in the meantime, she's got a mural in her honor in Australia, which she's asked if they could please take it down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
mural.
She's like, "I don't want you to honor me. Can you not?" So, yeah, you see it before it's gone at aceshowbiz.com.
Lopez could do touch-up, though, right? Got to morph it.
I can make
it
look like anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
some stick figure arms.
Put a little.
Paint a happy
better.
Little tree over it or something.
Little green trees around him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we pay our respects to those who we've lost over the week and the weekend. Kelly Asbury, who worked on some famous animated films like Shrek 2, Wreck-It Ralph, Beauty and the Beast, Frozen, you name it, he's worked on it. He passed away peacefully after a long battle with cancer, according to TMZ. Charles Webb, who wrote The Graduate, which inspired the movie, he passed away at the age of 81 due to a blood condition. And Milton Glaser, who created the I Heart New York logo, you know, that became a huge campaign.
I love New York.
Yeah. He died on his 91st birthday. And he was also famous for his poster of Bob Dylan with that retro multicolored hair. I didn't know he did that.
Wow. Huh. What a legacy. Mm-hmm. Leave behind that slogan. I mean, it's just awesome.
Interesting.
Just three words.
Such a simple slogan, yet it went so far.
Mm-hmm. I love Western Mass.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
There I said.
Appreciate that. New York Mayor Andrew Cuomo announced yesterday the MTV Video Music Awards will take place August 30th in Brooklyn. It's going to be the first non-virtual award show since coronavirus lockdown began. He says, though, safety measures will be followed, including limited or no audience, and there will be epic performances from all five boroughs, according to Rolling Stone. No. So nobody knows the plan for schools this fall, but at least we have the MTV VMAs figured out, right?
Very important.
No stage diving at this concert with these people.
That could,
be painful. No one there.
And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Gina's Dirt at 740.
It's like those concerts where they sing and then they hold the mic out so people can sing along. It's going to be kind of quiet in the other room.
Nobody is there.
Oh, now I got to watch it.
645, it's the Kellogg Crew with 94.7 WMAS. Here we go with Dina's Dirt at the 40. Let's find out what's going on in the world of Hollywood and beyond. Do it every weekday morning at the 40s. And it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. You get more value in the valley with PVCU. You can refinance your car loan and skip your loan payments for the summer. For all the great details, visit pvcu.org. All right, Dina, so what's going on in Hollywood?
All right. Well, you know, it is tough being Brad Pitt's pretend girlfriend.
Tell me about it.
Really?
I know it.
Arrested Development star Aaliyah Shawkat is finally addressing those rumors of her dating Brad Pitt. And she told Vulture, "We're not dating. We're just friends." She said they met through director Spike Jonze. And just saying, basically, you know, they met and Brad introduced me to his group of friends and it just grew from there. So she was really surprised at how much pressure she got for this alleged relationship with Brad.
Did she wink when she said it?
I don't think so.
Like, make that
I'm not
sound.
Seeing it, you know what I mean? I'm hearing the details, but
we're not dating.
Trust me, she is not loving this. She says, "You get too close to the prom king, and all of a sudden everybody's like, who's this girl?" So yeah, not loving this attention.
Wait, he was also prom king? Man, he gets it all. Jeez.
Margot Robbie and her Birds of Prey writer Christina Hodson are teaming up for a new female-led Pirates of the Caribbean movie for Disney.
Really?
In which Margot would star. Yes.
That's cool.
It's interesting, right? Just to think about that twist. The story would have nothing to do with Captain Jack Sparrow. It would be a whole new project under the Pirates name. And Pirates writer Ted Elliott and producer Jerry Bruckheimer are both on board, so needless to say, it should look familiar to you, just new faces.
Maybe cool. The same set. Maybe they save big money.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I mean? We got the boats. So let's just put ladies on them. Sure.
Throw someone else on there. Who cares? We'll call her Captain Jack Cardinal.
Jackie. and they will have to renegotiate the contracts for the birds. All the parrots want a renegotiation.
Oh, yeah. That was cute.
Uh-huh.
As we previously reported, that 70s show star Dani Masterson facing multiple counts by three women. And now it's come out that the three women were all former members of the Church of Scientology, and they are among the four women who previously filed a civil suit against Dani and the church for stalking. They say it was part of a pressure campaign to force them into silence. And this is something that even Leah Remini, remember, she's a former Scientologist,
right.
She's backed that as
TV
well.
Saying, yeah.
Mm-hmm, and she said this will all come out, and it looks like it is now. They're even accusing the church of having something to do with the death of two family pets. You can read more about it with Page Six. Well, we got some celebrities breaking up. It happens sometimes, you know.
It's hard emotionally to go through these every day. A little part of
Brad Pitt's fake girlfriend broke up with him.
It was a fake breakup, though, so it doesn't matter.
Parts of me die inside. All right, so who is it today?
I know.
All right, today we are mourning the separation of Shameless star Steve Howie and his wife, Sarah Shahi, splitting after 11 years and three kids together. Oh. And Dr. Dre and his wife of 24 years, Nicole Young, has filed for divorce.
That's
a 24
long time
is like,
when you're famous. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
It's like
I know.
So, I mean, it's like, good job. Sorry.
Their kids are adults, so he wouldn't have to pay child support, but Nicole is looking for spousal support. And from what TMZ reports, he is worth around $800 million. There's no prenup, and Nicole's a lawyer. She got a very famous celebrity attorney to represent her. So good luck, Dre. You might be sleeping on your buddy Snoop Dogg's couch for
a
while.
She can represent herself. That's cool. Save on the lawyer fees as well. Yeah.
But she's not gonna. And that's your Dirt at 7:40. More fresh what? Stuff in Dina's Dirt at 8:40.
What kind of lawyer is she if you don't even trust yourself?
What do they say? The person who represents themselves in court is a fool. Don't they say something like that?
Yeah, for people who aren't lawyers.
Poetic.
7:45, it's the Kellogg Crew. Here we go with a few minutes of your favorite person's gossip. Dina has got your dirt at the 40. What an intro that was, huh? Was that gracious or what, huh?
Are you like about to ask me for a favor or something?
After the show, 10:01, I got something coming. All right, so dirt this morning being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. And if you purchase or refinance your home, you can get great mortgage rates right now and affordable payments. Get more value in the valley at pvcu.org. All right, so what's up in dirt, Dina?
All right, Pharrell Williams on a roll, and boy, is he happy, just like his song. He successfully campaigned for Juneteenth to be recognized as an official state holiday in his home state of Virginia. And now he's like, well, hey, let's do this nationally. So he teamed up with Ellen DeGeneres and some other celebrities to try to make it a national holiday. And they met up with some CEOs from a bunch of Fortune 500 companies to try to get them to push for support as well. Wow. So they've met with like Adidas, Airbnb, Starbucks, Smuckers, so a whole bunch of big companies, and maybe this is how it gets done to make this Juneteenth pledge.
I have a feeling it will, too.
I hope so.
Yeah, so much good feeling in the country right now. Got to make it happen.
Needs
all right.
Positivity.
Yes.
Absolutely. Paul Walker's daughter, Meadow Walker, she shared a picture of herself hanging out with Vin Diesel's three kids. The late Paul Walker, you know, he passed away from a car crash, and Vin Diesel, his best friend, they were always really close, but now we're seeing that Vin has totally welcomed Meadow into his family and kept her close ever since Paul passed away in 2013.
Wow.
She was 15 at the time. So he posted the picture of Meadow with his kids saying, I could say that I'm so proud of the person you're becoming, but the truth is I've always been proud of you. Happy birthday, Meadow. I know it's your 21st and you wanted to go big in Japan, but the family has a cake waiting for you when you get home, so hurry. Love you, kid. Uncle Vin. I'm like, that
sweet
just melted my heart.
How sweet is that? I mean, how fantastic is that he's watching over her now? Yep.
I mean, they've always said as the Fast and Furious family forever, and it looks like Vin really means it. So, you know, doing a good thing there.
Nice.
Johnny Depp suffered a setback with his $50 million defamation suit against the British tabloid The Sun and his ex-wife Amber Heard. So the judge ruled that Johnny violated a court order by not disclosing evidence related to his drug use, specifically texts that the court asked for, which could get the whole entire libel case thrown out completely. Now, Johnny's lawyer says, what? Those texts, they don't even have anything to do, so little to do with the central matter, which is Amber's domestic abuse claims. And it would be like wholly disproportionate, he said, to throw out the case.
I just hope they do. Like, this is tying up like every court system. You can't even go and fight. You can't fight a traffic ticket in some of these places.
I know. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
They're taking up all the courtrooms.
It's so true. Well, Adele was linked to Skepta last year, and while they never confirmed their relationship, they supposedly broke up. And now people have caught them flirting again on Instagram, according to E! Online. So Adele posted some photos on Instagram, and Skepta commented, finally got your Instagram password, LOL. And Adele replied with a winking emoji and a red heart emoji. And that was all Adele fans needed to go spinning into a relationship. That's all they needed.
You know, sometimes I hit those by accident.
So,
do you ever do that? And then I'm trying to figure out how do I remove that because I totally don't love that picture.
Well, we hope that this is legit because we have nothing else to keep us busy these days but to ponder the status of Adele's love life. So
that's right.
Fingers crossed.
And she's looking fantastic nowadays, looking so much healthier now that she lost a lot of weight. Yep.
Yeah, so happy for her. And that's your Dirt at 8:40. You can get all the reports and the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.